All right, hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ich bin ein Hamburger on FSK 93.0. It's a special Gängeviertel birthday edition, 11th birthday of Gängeviertel. So Gängeviertel turned into some locked off war zone kind of environment to keep Corona numbers not too high in the Gängeviertel zone. Yeah. But yeah, it's a big party here, so we celebrate this.
Nothing
awesome
sounds
event.
Like a big party than describing it as a war zone and a fortress to keep out germs.
Exactly. That's what it is. That's Corona parties these days.
Yeah.
Is what it's like. Every party is a fortress to keep out germs.
Making you put out all the information, that's what I want. That's mm-hmm. how I want a party to go through. Don't forget your hazmat suit when you come in. Or
exactly.
We'll have to beat
compulsory.
You out of here.
Everyone's just wearing dancing and hazmat
to
suits.
Explain ourselves to the bouncer.
Yeah, like the border guards. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I know Gängeviertel because it's a very, you know, open, free, loving space, and then there's guards and makeshift fences and
makeshift
stuff.
Makeshift fences, towers, everything. It's like a yeah. whole mini. Just in case you're listening to this, it's not that bad.
It's not. I'm exaggerating.
It's satirical. Please
I'm
don't
exaggerating.
Cut those out.
And yeah, it's a good party, so yeah. And so we're here with our two usual members, Shervin McPervs-a-lot. And Susan.
Yes.
And then our new special guest, Zeynep, here for the first time.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be part of it. Excited.
Yay.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. And so we go around as usual and discuss what burgers we're feeling like this month. So who wants to go? Shervin, would you like to go first?
Yeah. Or do you want to start?
You can go.
No, you can start.
Okay. So, I'm in the middle of a kind of a chaotic move right now. Thank God I'm getting out of my current place. We can talk about the effect of Corona on mental health later when I talk about my roommate situation. But no, I'm moving, so it feels like when you get like a Postmates or Lieferando and somebody like delivers a burger, but it's all squashed and fucked up because they didn't pack it properly. I'm not saying that either of those businesses are bad at this, but every once in a while you'll get like a delivery person who just does not give a fuck at all. So I'm like a squashed delivery burger.
You're a failed delivery. How would you rate your move? They sent you email.
Delicious.
How was your experience with your move?
I'm just not. I just like, you know, a little bit. A little bit rough around the edges
no tips.
Right now.
No tips for them.
No tips.
You can get on tips.
So, yeah. That's me.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what kind of burger I am right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah. What type
of burger? Pretty much, I'm a hypochondriac burger right now. I feel like, am I a rotten burger or am I not? I feel like I can't tell anymore because I'm about to go to the U.S., and I'm like getting hyper aware about
you're being paranoid about
yeah
every
about everything
thing.
Is Corona. Like I like dust goes in there and it seems like oh my god I must have Corona. I run up the stairs and I'm sweating and I'm hot and I go oh my god I have a fever. So every little thing that has nothing to do with the symptoms are all becoming symptoms
to
me.
It's also like a hot airless room too.
This water has no flavor.
Yeah.
This is Corona. That's how I feel. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm a hypochondriac burger at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm actually fine, to be honest. I'm pretty healthy. I'm actually, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just.
But you're scared at the center of the burger. There's something.
Yeah, I'm afraid
something's
that,
gone wrong. There's some.
Garçon, you didn't cook this burger well done.
Yeah.
It's still red in there. That's what I am.
Yeah.
I wanted it well done, but mm-hmm. I'm eating some beef tartare at the moment. It's pretty lecker.
Mm-hmm. Pretty lecker.
Yeah.
And Zeynep, what's your burger?
I feel like a leftover burger, you know, like, but these burgers taste really good when you're drunk. So it's like, right now we're living in a pandemic situation. So like, obviously you're stressed for the people that you love and then for your health as well. Like, so, it's a stressful world and time that we're living in, but at the same time, I finish what I need to do for the university for the semester. So I feel happy about it too. So that's why, like, leftover burger, but then still tastes good for the drunk
mm-hmm.
people.
Yay!
I see. Because you're so happy post.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
You can clap, Shervin. It's all right.
You
can make sounds.
No, you should just insert. You have to insert that. I can't make that. My claps are too loud. My voice is.
That'd
too
be good
loud.
If I like set up a full sound effect to do clapping instead of just clapping.
I want. You should have a clapper.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, that would be better. Audience.
We keep saying we need a soundboard.
No, I looked into this.
We need a soundboard.
Wait, I'm gonna set this up. Don't worry, the dream will come true.
We just get a Jim Cramer in-house soundboard. Audience. We should make this entire.
Yeah, we could have an audience one time. That's a good idea.
Yeah, we should do it live.
Depending on Corona rules.
Yeah.
Everyone speak 200 meters apart from us. In fact, just stay at your house. Don't even leave.
Yeah. So they don't. We don't get to hear them.
Exactly. Yes. Stop making me think my sweats are.
I mean, we do have a live audience sometimes when we're recording the show live, but.
True.
I don't know. Kind of the
I still think we should do it live from a party or something where we just set up the desk at the front of the party and
yeah it's great
we talk and then yeah, like we talk like... you could interview people at the party as well and
yes. So what are you on right
explain
now
explain your feelings
yeah exactly it's like live party show maybe our anniversary maybe our second anniversary
show
we can do this
that sounds good
I really like the live reporting like you know boots on the ground yeah.
Let's do it. So we can have a giant backpack with an antenna coming out of it. Do like a 50-kilo backpack walking around. A mobile radio. That's what we need.
A ham radio. Hamburger radio.
I think I'm a... I don't know. I'm a busy burger. I'm a... I don't know. I'm a burger that's... yeah, constantly... I keep adding things to it. And then I'm like, fuck, maybe this is too big to eat. Maybe I added too many layers
and it's, my life's too complicated now.
Yeah, but you know, like you can't get your mouth around it and you end up just having to cut it up with a knife and fork because you're like, why did I add bacon and shiitake mushrooms and like tofu?
There's just
and,
too much going on. Yeah,
and also and you halloumi, can't even get all the, so like, you can't even get all the flavors all in at once either because it's physically just not possible to shove it all in your mouth.
Yeah, and there's multiple sources. Yeah, so you feel maybe I'm overdoing it.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's still... I can still fit it in my mouth, but it's getting big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
All right, so now we have our regular, since Corona never leaves us. Corona update, live on the ground with Corona Stats in Hamburg. The helicopter is circling over... all the Corona sites, old people's homes. We're zooming in on those people's homes to see.
WNBC-LGYLPQS Studios. It's me, Jim Jimson, with my partner here, John Johnson, with their partner, Sam Sampson. A lot of sins here. Coming up.
It's The Sims.
Coming up next.
It's The Sims.
Corona. Still a pandemic?
There should be a video. Why isn't there a Corona video game already? Like The Sims, where you have to control the populations and like decide which countries block off and stuff. That would be fun.
Banned then, the game Plague Inc. or something because it was recreating a pandemic and like they just got rid of it in the app store for in China. I don't know if you can still get it, but it's similar.
I think it's too early to make an app like the fun out of it.
They already
like
exist, some of these games, so.
No, like a simulator.
Yeah, pandemic exists.
Like there's
that's
like
true.
There's fun games and then there's like Farming Simulator or like Tractor
Simulator. Number one in Germany, Farming Simulator. Legit, it's one of these simulator
it's
games.
Super
legit.
And then the
people that are best at playing the pandemic like simulator game, you just they can control the real world.
Yeah.
And that determines all
we them. Are part of the simulator in
maybe.
The game.
Yeah.
We just, you know, just they're like all the policy game. Making is coming from them. You know. Quick, Fritz, what do you think we should do? It's just some like really just disgusting dude just in there like 10 days just like eating Lay's chips.
With
and,
like a 1 gallon
yeah,
thing
1 gallon
of Coke.
Mountain
just
Dew.
Like,
you need to
block Bhutan. Bhutan is the key. No immigration to Bhutan.
I need more Slurpees.
I need, yeah, exactly. And order me a pizza.
Tell Merkel to bring me my hot Cheetos.
Oh, dude.
His
have
giant
them
throne, like his Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Being fanned.
My lord, your wisdom guides us to
being
this.
Being fanned with the grapes.
Exactly.
And then it's my
Zainab
idea.
Has an app idea.
Oh,
So I'm taking German classes and then we were supposed in one of the class came up with a little bit crazy business ideas. And then, so me and a girl in my class decided to make an app. And then this app, the name is like Gottesgefühle, like feeling like a god, basically. So with this app, you can order, it will sound a bit strange, but men or women. And then they're supposed to fan you, and then, feed you.
So you're talking about an escort app, but just minus
it's
the sex.
It's not a sex. It's different.
Just
minus the sex.
It's just fanning.
It's just fanning.
And grape feeding.
And grape feeding.
Massages.
And then massage.
I think that's called the girlfriend experience.
Oh, God.
I don't know what girlfriends had that would fan you. You've done well with your...
I've
never had a girlfriend that's fanned me and fed me grapes and a... Gervin's doing all right.
You have no idea. I think that, you know, you went into it with the most innocent intentions, but there's definitely people who are going to get off of this and use it in a sexual way.
Yeah, someone's going to dress up as Caesar and be like, just nude. He's going to be like... Come toss this Caesar's salad.
I'll give you a tip if you let me take all my clothes off while you fan me.
I think I would not be uncomfortable with that if the two people are okay. They're in a mutual agreement and no one is forcing the other, like, that's none of my business.
Your legal defense for escort services is top-notch good. I'm not denying that. I'm supporting
Legalize it.
Don't criminalize it. You know?
We're like, what happened to Zainab? And she's like, pimple-lord.
Maybe you'll end up becoming the new face of legalization of prostitution around the world. Your case, there you go. Nothing but net right there.
Your innocent smiling face.
I'm open with this.
Yeah, it's great. Whenever you want, if you do a startup for this escort app, let me know.
But we need money first. We need to raise funds.
Venture capital.
Maybe you can help me with that.
Oh, when I come from California, I can bring you some palm trees.
You get vouchers. Vouchers.
You know, we could also pair with Leaf Around or some of these supermarkets, so you can do online delivery for your grapes, and then you just
Well, that's what I was thinking. They're leftover grapes that are not used in hotels and stuff, and that supplies the grapes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the fans can be I don't know.
You can have different
too
tiers.
Good to too
leftover
good to go
bits of trees that are gonna die anyway as decorations, and then you use them for the fans.
Oh yeah,
so you don't have to pay any costs.
Yeah, genius.
Yeah.
We are way off topic right now.
Yeah, maybe we should.
We just tangent in.
It's back to the helicopter, back to the chopper.
Jim Johnson, back here. We came back to our newsroom.
Okay.
Now, Clabby McClapstool. So, what do you got?
So it's up to 6,018 cases.
How much?
6,018 cases of corona in Hamburg, and 232 deaths. Yeah, yeah. So it's gone up. Hamburg is now third in Germany, ranked.
Wow.
But not active cases.
No. Okay, good. Cumulative, not active.
That'd be fun.
Active, I think it's less than 100. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But because of this, we have the new alcohol ban, which is Fridays and Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. You can't buy alcohol in kiosks or supermarkets in Sternschanze, Altona,
and
all these kind of areas.
Mm-hmm. I think
this kind of center. So my flatmate was very upset with 8:05 p.m. buying his Tetra Pak cardboard wine that he always gets from Audi, and they were like, 9.
I like to fake the way 9.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah.
9. We kind of need this.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Barnbeck.
Wie bitte?
Do my ears deceive me?
Is he German?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, he's German, and he just, it's standard for him to go his evenings, mini evenings, and buy his wine.
Mm.
So he just, and he'd never had this experience in life before of being denied buying alcohol.
He's like, I'm older than 18. What do you mean?
Yeah, and he's 53. And it's just never. I don't think they've ever done this in Germany. I don't think where they've blocked alcohol sales.
No,
yeah.
Baden-Württemberg.
I think in Baden-Württemberg in Bavaria, maybe they.
No,
have
just Baden-Württemberg near Stuttgart. Okay. They did this.
Mm. Yeah,
it reminded me of Turkey a lot, but for different reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was rather appalled as well when I was went to a kiosk and they're like 9999999. When they saw me reaching for the beer, I was like, I don't know.
Some of them
it was
still
a rude awakening. I was like, what do you mean?
My flatmate after it happened, he came back home and then started imitating Hitler for 20 minutes.
Because
he was upset.
Slippery slope.
That's
a slippery slope.
Exactly.
What's next? Every day they're going to go 1 hour behind, so we basically have no more booze. I knew it.
It is a funny experience. Australia, I'm used to this as well. It's probably Turkey with all these restrictions, but Germany is like,
I mean, where I'm living, in kind of a party area, and it was pretty shocking on certain nights when I'd go down Schulteblatt or in Kettofiedl, and there were just, the streets were just completely crammed at 2 o'clock in the morning with people drinking, and it was just I felt so bad for the people who had windows facing the street. So I understand kind of the ban, but yeah, I was also fell victim to it, and I kind of sheepishly just got a cola instead, and I angrily drank it. Not happy with the cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sponsored by Coca-Cola.
I didn't say what brand.
Not sponsored by any cola.
The other ban or the other warning that's out there is about Scientologists and their use of corona information campaigns. So apparently they're handing out brochures about how to protect yourself.
We're going to get sued by the end of this, just watch.
So the German government is like very...
Do you hear that?
Warning about this.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
I think Tom Cruise is on his way right now.
Oh, God. The thing is that the German government does not fucking, like, take any shit from Scientologists. No.
When I was teaching, or, like, I was doing this after-school teaching job, and one of the things in my contract explicitly said that, are you a Scientologist? And it said, if you are a Scientologist, you are not allowed to have this job.
Oh, wow.
They discriminate against it, which is fine. I mean, I'll take a position on that.
I'm not sure the legality of Scientology. It's legal in Germany, but there is some government campaign where they're constantly trying.
I've never seen them. Because
there's that Church of Scientology building.
I've seen it.
All right, so now we have a special new segment, brand new segment to the show, which is the Corona Quiz.
Oh, great.
Where I ask Corona-related questions.
I wish we had a buzzer.
So to buzzer, you just say your name. So let's test out, test the buzzers.
Susan?
Yeah.
I'm just going to scream the
Your
answer.
Buzzer's a bit...
Bap. No, I say bap.
You can say bap.
We can call you bap from now on.
Don't call me bap. Don't call me bap.
What's up with bap?
No, I just say bap. It's my buzzer. I'm going to bang.
All right, so what? So for question one...
I will say zay.
Say zap. How about zap?
Zap.
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 But then the listeners can't distinguish who's beeping. Who's buzzing? Who's
boring. No, we'll just say, what is...
We're doing a Jeopardy style. Okay.
One.
Yes.
Approximately what percentage of cases of corona in Hamburg are due to people coming back from holiday abroad?
8%. What is 8%?
What is
a lot higher than that.
80%?
Yeah, you have to buzz.
Buzz. Zip.
80%?
Yeah.
It's a little bit lower.
Oh, God.
Susan, I'm going to say 40%.
No, that's 66%.
Oh, damn.
I'm the closest.
You're closest.
Yeah.
Right, and you just said, because I said 8, you just said 8 there. I can't believe it.
I'm
such a copy paste.
It's control C, V, the answer, it's all one. Then I realized I paraphrased it wrong and I failed the exam. I failed it.
What do you think, Andrew?
I mean, shit, yeah.
People don't know Googling answers.
Exactly.
Don't worry, join in the lawsuit with Scientology. Join the lawsuit.
All right, which of these is still closed due to corona? Okay, so there's three options.
Okay.
Bars, restaurants, or shisha?
Bam!
Zip!
Bam. No, you got it. I think you got
you
it.
Got it. You got it.
We both say it at the same time.
No, you say it. I got 1 point. It's fine. You can say it.
Okay.
Well, pity points.
Well,
pity
obviously, points. I'm living right down the street from a shisha bar, so obviously shisha bars are closed still.
Yeah.
Bam!
Why are shisha bars closed?
I think it's because you're putting your mouth on something and then sharing it and passing it around.
But they're actually, like, you can change that.
Yeah. I know. So, but maybe they couldn't do it 100%. Like, because you're touching the same thing.
So much, maybe, yeah.
And, like... You might have some saliva on the piece, even if you use, like, the different mouthpieces.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, and also you're blowing out, you're exhaling. How do you wear a mask and also do shisha?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, also, like, I mean, inside, you're, like, you don't also wear a mask in bar and restaurants, but I can see your point in the sense that, it's too much inhaling, exhaling air.
Also, maybe they're just
in
like,
and out
I don't
as
know.
Hard as possible.
And they're like, it's not good because, you know, corona affects your lungs and you're smoking in mass amounts of smoke.
Actually, there has been a study, I think, saying that people who smoke, they are not affected corona that much because...
No, it's hard for them to get
fact
it.
Check.
We mentioned this in a former episode. It was a French study. That it was one French study that was not been replicated yet that said that people who are smokers are less likely to get it, but if they get it, then it's a higher chance that they have to be put on a ventilator.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, my theory, I'm repeating myself now, but my theory was just that, like, your lungs are so clogged up with shit already.
Exactly. That's
that, like, the fucking coronavirus is destroyed by the fucking cancer in your lungs. Like, the fucking nicotine and shit, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my theory, but I don't know if it's been replicated. That's just one.
Okay. I wouldn't recommend smoking and taking your bet with Corona. It's not a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a smoker. It's just that's
but
what
you
I...
took up smoking for Corona.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I was reading a lot of things like how to fight against Corona. Smoking!
Mm-hmm. Was it paid for big tobacco?
Exactly.
Like, big tobacco here. We're here.
Imagine it was true and just everyone just starts. It's
so I feel anyway. Like, you know, sponsored by Cirrus.
Sponsored by American Spirit.
Big tobacco. Yeah.
The other places still closed are saunas, steam bars, and whirlpools. What do they mean by a whirlpool?
Jacuzzis.
Oh.
Jacuzzis, hot tubs.
You know, like,
but are there places you can go that are just a jacuzzi?
No. For example, like...
Oh, you mean like at a swimming pool?
No, because...
The whirlpool part of the swimming pool will be closed.
Like, yeah.
The swimming pools are open, right?
I go swimming, and there's two parts that are always closed. Isn't the one ultimate?
Is it the whirlpool?
It's the whirlpool, and then it's also the sauna. They're always closed.
Is the whirlpool... Is it because of the... You get close to the whirlpool?
Yeah, it's close. Hot water.
Yeah.
It's very bacteria filled. The virus can probably easily survive.
I think hot water, yeah, definitely increases the bacteria.
But, you know, whirlpools are also very, you know, places where people get a little bit whirling. Whirling in that
in
pool.
A public one, though? In a public swimming pool?
We're talking about Germans
whirlpool?
Here. We're talking about Germans here. FSK. I mean, FKK. FSK to FKK.
I mean, it does get like this in the swimming pools. Like, you go in the evenings, the whirlpool does become this kind of couple zones.
Oh, really?
Where it's all
you
feel like there should be, like, funky music playing from the speakers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Typically
avoid it is
the
a thing.
Public swimming pool, I don't know.
Probably a good idea.
So with the dinosaurs, like in the Festland one, it's like all these dinosaurs.
Yeah.
With some of the dinosaurs shooting water out their mouths, and then the
that's
dinosaur
great.
Shoots out their ass, and then couples like getting it on in the dinosaur land.
Oh,
so it's kind of
God.
Weird. It's a strange environment.
Yeah. God, that's weird.
Night
God,
at Festland. Yeah, but you know.
But it's kind of fun with waterfall,
swimming?
Though.
I mean, it's even weirder me there just going in and watching.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, just don't mind
I'm the real weirdo.
Turd wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, can I wheel you?
Exactly.
No.
And then we also have, all right, so this is another, all right, and then the last trivia question, what date will large events be allowed again right now under Hamburg law?
Bam, October 7th.
Close.
Bam, October 8th.
Getting closer.
Okay, well, I don't want to keep bamping, so.
9? Zep, 9. I forgot fucking to say bus.
Susan, October 13th?
No.
10?
Why would it be these middle random dates in October?
Because somebody
awesome.
Started
because
with
you started
3 or 7 or something.
You said close.
So I
okay,
thought you had a
close
fucking
close because
clue.
It's in October.
October 30. Zep November.
Oh. Well, yeah, end of October. So, yeah, October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Susie.
31st. So we're all 1 points now.
Yeah. Oh, we need a tiebreaker. All right,
tiebreaker.
We'll do a tiebreaker. All right.
Ask me something that I wouldn't know, Andrew.
Okay. What's the total amount of fines that have been paid due to Corona breaches?
Oh, shit.
Oh God.
So hard.
Total amount of euros.
In Germany?
Yeah. No, in Hamburg. Purely Hamburg.
Oh, Hamburg.
What would you guess? Give me a ballpark.
Susan,
ballpark
200,000.
No, higher.
Oh shit.
Bam, 1 million.
Zep.
1 million.
Holy
million euro in fines.
Because I don't know anybody who's gotten fined.
10,000 people
business.
Have been fined.
Wow.
How did you know?
That's
wow.
great. That's quite impressive.
That was a 1 in a million shot that I got the answer right.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire fined person?
I'm actually surprised though because like I didn't know that the fine was that steep and also I didn't realize that many people were fined because I don't know anybody who's been fined. I've never seen anyone get fined. So I thought
it's a lot
it was,
of businesses.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it must be like people going into like a crowded restaurant or like people restaurants who are not like taking down the names and stuff. They're
I wanted to
getting...
you could go to Schutzblatt and just watch something like in a while ago they were like just walking and cops would walk in like 5 at a time just be like find every
really?
Restaurant.
Because I've
fined.
Definitely done that, but I've definitely been on Schutzblatt when it's that crowded and there were cops walking around just not doing anything.
No,
just...
they go. Some of them go inside the restaurants and they'll be like they'll talk to the owner and then I was.
But also
sometimes.
In the beginning, I think there was like a thing like you can just meet like 2 households like very in the beginning. So I was also like in Stadtpark seeing police like cars and policemen like wandering around. I'm not sure if they find these people, but when they see a huge group and then there are more than 2 households at the end, they were like talking to them, but maybe possibly finding them too.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them enforce the no grilling rule more than I've seen, like, them busting, like, a group of 20 people who are obviously in all different households.
How does grilling relate to corona? Are there any, there's no grill restrictions, right?
Maybe it's, like, a hygiene thing? Yeah, like, but... people sharing food?
Are you still allowed to grill,
no,
right?
No, just so you don't hang out.
I think...
Are grills banned in...
No, they were for a while. They were. They're, like, no grilling in parks.
But it was, like, one family who were, like, a mother... father and a little child who had a grill, so they were one household, but they still, the cops,
you're not
like,
allowed
you
to grill in the park at all.
Yeah, okay.
They just don't want you to be there.
Well, they now you can, but before...
Oh, before.
Yeah, I just didn't understand why this and not the group of 20 people who were clearly, like, a bunch of drunk college students who are not living in the same household.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It seems very arbitrary, or, like, they decide to enforce the rules on certain days and not on others. Mm.
So now I have, this is another brand new segment.
What the fuck?
We're going to do, it's a good news story about corona.
Is that a happy sound?
It sounded like he had a corona. Like, yay.
Oh, is he saying yay?
Yay.
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 Yay. We should just make a soundboard of you saying yay, yay. And bap.
Bap. Bap.
Okay, no more on this. So,
ich kann nicht mehr.
Weißt du? Mental health is...
mental health is going down.
So because of corona, only...
What the fuck is this?
It's Zena hitting me in the head.
Yeah.
I'm hitting on him.
Yeah.
Smash me in the head.
Oh, yeah.
So the good news story is that this year, only 8 people have died in car accidents. In
Holy
Hamburg.
Shit.
Oh, wow, that's actually...
That's fantastic.
Not for the 8 people, but...
No, I mean, come on.
But in general, the statistics...
Versus 80 in a normal...
Wow.
Yeah, really?
This is just due to less people traveling.
I think because of the, less people traveling,
yeah.
So, see, there's good news.
The benefits
good
of
news.
Home office.
Wow, you're really... you're a good news segment.
I wasn't desperate for...
You're, like, really picking the bottle of that barrel,
picking,
aren't you? All right, what can I find? Only 8 people dead.
That's a 90% decrease.
Yeah, that is a big decrease.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying if you're...
Trying to find something positive.
No, I just
thought
the relative.
We want to address our mental health. So we'll go to a song and then we'll come back and talk about mental health effects of corona.
Oh, interesting.
Not such a good news story. welcome back to FSK 93.0, Ich bin ein Hamburger, Gängeviertel Geburtstag Weekend Special Edition. So now we're going to talk a bit about mental health. So we're still on this kind of corona topic. So I think it's generally agreed it's affected everyone's mental health a little bit. So we'll just talk about like how it's affected you and like things you've, ways you found to deal with it. So has it affected you guys like your home life a lot, like having so much time at home?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially like I live in a dorm, like it's very like
hard
small
to socially
room.
Distance too.
I mean also like yeah, there are a lot of like bad parts in it as well. I don't really ever feel secure. Like normally when you get home you're like, you know, that's my safe zone and stuff. Mm-hmm. In dorm especially, like it's one floor, 13 people, including me. So yeah, it sometimes feels insecure, and at the same time that leads to me spending more time in my room. And yeah, it's really hard. Like I never, normally I was like, oh, I don't spend so much time in my room. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. But now I was like, oh, I wish I was like living in a bigger room and then, you know, bigger bed and stuff. Now I'm a little bit annoyed actually from my room. I think after this whole corona thing, I might be thinking about moving out of the dorm,
finding
a proper place to live in.
You'll be so much happier when you do this.
Yeah. I'm
so much better.
I'm sure, yeah.
Like, you just live in a normal apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need that.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm moving out today I started looking for a place as a direct result of, like, my roommate. So I live with one other person in this really sweet flat in Kettofiedl, and he completely lost his marbles, went off the fucking deep end, and it was, like, living with an unstable person and trapped inside with this crazy guy. Who's just, like, being very controlling, and, like, if I went out for a bicycle ride or something, he'd be like, I really hope you weren't out hanging out with friends. Like, he wouldn't even, like, let me see anybody one-on-one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I don't even think I realized how badly it affected my mental health until I was, like, on a conference call with a bunch of friends, and I made some, like, really dark joke and thought it was hilarious and started laughing, and nobody reacted. They just all kind of stared at me and were like, and I was like, I really thought that was funny in my head, but apparently that sounds more fucked up to people who are, like, not going through a crisis.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, no, I really went through some dark times, but I'm moving out, I'm in my own place, and good fucking riddance, that fucking psycho that made my life a living hell for 3 months.
Oh, God.
Cheers.
Yeah, good riddance.
Should I play the yay sound again? I
don't know. Yes, please do.
Definitely good riddance. Toxic people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Shervin, would you say your home situation, corona has affected
well,
this?
Well, one of my roommates went and lived with his girlfriend. So we live in a four-person house, and one of them already left. So it was kind of nice. So we had one less person. Although I like him, so I like living with him. In case he's ever listens to this.
You need more room sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I'm upset that he, I mean, I enjoyed living with the guy who was there, and then he like went to. So I was like, it's good. Now there's more space for the rest of us. But if you'd stayed, it wouldn't have also done a difference. In general, actually, the thing is, a lot of my things is I kind of like turned everything off, and now it's starting to all kick in with all my stress and my manic and my life.
How did you turn it off?
I just got, I became like a machine. I was just working. Okay. I was like busting my ass for my work, and then I was like finishing this semester because I had one research like seminar, and then like doing family crisis handling. Because my family also like, what am I doing? Airing out the laundry of this one. But basically, I'm the glue and sometimes a lot of the things. So like my sister will then come and ask for support from me, and then I'll talk to my parents and be there. You know, it's like I'm like the middle ground between a lot of the things. And that was exhausting. And also in the US, it's a shit storm. So I'm like constantly stressed out about that. So I don't have time to think about myself. I just think about them. And then also, it's also like, I don't know. So it's like my brain's like, I'm like, just like, yeah, just fuck it. Just fuck it. Just go on. Like, you don't need to worry about yourself today. And then I realized like some days I would call my mom and I'd start breaking down over nothing. I just start breaking down. I'm like, also my family's diaspora. So we're like all separate. There's no one I can like just go to hang out with. I can go to the Netherlands, but like, you know, lockdowns, you can't really travel between places and you're just always, and like, they're always in the shittiest places too. They're in Sweden, Netherlands, and the US. Three places that don't give two shits about this disease at all. And, I mean, they're okay, but, you know what I mean? It's like, but the mentality of the people, you know, around them, I mean, you're just like, like, you're just thinking, like, Jesus Christ, like, just please be careful about everything, right? And it's like my sister will tell me, she'll call me, she'll be like, oh, working in a smoothie shop, blah, blah, blah. And this lady comes in, and she's not wearing a mask, and she's screaming at us, and she's, like, fucking just doing a fucking rant and, like, throwing stuff. And my sister's all power to this girl. She's, like, just like a proper fucking city girl growing up. I'll bring your smoothie to the car, ma'am. She's just, like, just mocking her in the process. Like,
just, like, being so polite that it's, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to wear your mask to come in. I'll just roll it to you over there.
And, like, being, you know, being professional in your customer service and hella, like, throwing hella shade
at the
same time. Mm-hmm. I love it, yeah.
But it's, but yeah, no, it's also what I mean. I realize it's also, like, I mean, it's this time period also, like, a lot of good things happen. Like, in our house, like I said, we picked up a lot of positive. Like, I worked out more. I've been healthier now than I've been before, which is great because I stopped drinking and basically spending all my free time weightlifting and doing other stuff. But at the same time, and also we did some, like, now I'm doing more woodwork and repairing around the house.
Yeah, it's amazing your place now, this construction.
Yeah, they really channeled that. Like, yeah, they channeled it into something good. Yeah.
The building. We just started building shit. And my roommate's really into building, so I started helping him, and then I get into the process with it and all that stuff. And we're lucky we have a big place, so we have a backyard. We can just chill out back there. But also, it's like every crisis that happens, it also makes me realize more and more, like, the I don't want to say the word need, but, like, this could be, some people won't argue, but it's like, I really do think that there needs to be a base, and, like, with your family and your friends and your partners, whatever. Like, I realize during crises, like, this comes out more stronger than ever. Because the reality is, like, for me, it's like, my family split off everywhere around the world, and, like, it only resonated more that I should strengthen my relationship with them. Like, get closer with them, put more effort into this, do this and this and this, like, with my friends or, like, X, Y, Z, you know? It's like, because you're just, like, the world's going to get more chaotic. That's just the reality. Yeah. And if, humans on themselves, it's just going to be a bumpy fucking ride. So it's like, you need to have a good
support network
with each other. Mm. Like, I called friends more. I would ask them every day, like, hey, how are you doing? I haven't heard you from a while. Like, are you doing okay?
You can count on too.
Yeah.
Like, you really do.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly.
And, like, yeah, it's just like,
You start to filter out the people who aren't going to be there versus the ones who are. And then you know where to put your energy now in. Mm-hmm.
And I found the distances, because everything became with Zoom meetings and, like, people on the other side of the world, like friends I had there, like, the distances kind of disappeared. Like, there were reasons why I didn't talk to them, because I felt like it was a big deal. Yeah. Whereas now, if I was talking to my friends that live in the same city via Zoom, like, I talked to the distant ones, and it just put everyone on the same level. And
so
I got closer to these long distance
friends
a lot more. So my mom and people like this that I wouldn't talk to so much, but you feel bad, like, you want to call you.
But that's another thing, family, especially with your parents too. It's like, I started having way more nightmares about, like, my parents dying. I was like, one of my biggest fears I had was, if the U.S. gets locked down and one of my parents, I would watch the stories in Italy, or read the stories in Italy, watch the videos in Italy and Bergamo and in Spain, where, like, you see families going to the fucking window and they're like, oh, I can't say goodbye to my mom. Like, I just can't say goodbye. I can't say goodbye to my grandparents, because they're going to...
Especially if they die on the ventilator. They're just basically...
They're just shut off.
They're like, under, so they're not conscious, and they,
they look like these cyborg creatures where it's just plugged in, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
But it also made me very, like, vigilant, and I started becoming more, like...
With hygiene.
Yeah, with hygiene, but also just in general. Like, I'm a person who's obsessed with justice.
You're the most with justice.
You saw how crazy I became with the whole spraying the shit at everything. But also, it's like, people are like, yeah, but who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? And I'm like, you're just saying that now because you don't know anybody who's died. And also, you're not on the front lines.
Exactly.
So, like, you don't care because you just...
Because you can't see it directly. You can't see it.
But have you seen those people in Germany so much?
Yeah, there's more and more than you think. I've
heard of this happening, but I've just never seen it with my own eyes. And what? I've never seen somebody make a big deal about wearing a mask in a store in Hamburg.
Not in Hamburg.
Actually, like, I saw one person, like, in one of the supermarkets, like, they asked him to wear a mask, and he was, like, really got angry, and then, like...
That's crazy.
I just, like, can't understand this, like, easiest... thing that you can do is just, like, one fucking thing and just put it in your mouth, and then, like, you can save a lot of people's lives with it, and nobody has to take your, you know...
I don't know. I really can't get into the head of these anti-mask people, but I think it's, like, a portion of them...
It's an affront to our freedoms.
Yeah, oh, a portion of them are just, like, you know, the freedom is
the
all that they
have. Man is not
going to
affront my freedoms.
And they, like,
yeah.
think that it makes
it's
them,
so
like,
stupid,
a fucking sheep if they, you know, do this thing. Or they don't believe that Corona is a real thing.
Yeah.
There's
oh, yeah.
the other people like
it's
that.
Conspiracy. They're just nut jobs.
It happened
that's
in the Berlin. In Berlin,
yeah, yeah.
right? Like, they, a lot of people come
protesting.
All together without masks, and then I'm like, okay, if you get Corona, I'm not gonna feel bad for you guys, because, like, you literally asked for it.
I'm surprised, to be honest, like, that there was not a bigger spike from all of the BLM
demonstrations.
Protests.
Yeah, true.
Cause, like,
no,
I
because
did,
they
I went
wore
to
masks.
Two, yeah, yeah, exactly,
masks,
exactly. That just proves right there that I was, like, we went to two of them, and it was, like, super crowded and dense, but everyone was wearing a mask properly. And,
I
like,
mean,
trying
you,
to social distance at least, kind of, as much as you can in a crowd.
My hypothesis, from my own experience, from what I've observed, now I'm trying to go so scientific with this.
Exactly.
I observed this.
What is your sample
my
size?
My sample size is unfortunately
what is your
biased.
Methodology?
It's biased. But for example, like,
what's
you can
your
see
econometric?
It. You can see, for example,
formula.
Like, what the crowd of people who are really opposing this are conservative, right wing men.
Old, white.
Yeah, but no, but it's conservative right-wing men. Why?
Yeah.
Because they don't like being told what to do.
Exactly.
It's when, it, when it's
like... Or like the anti-vaxxer, like, crystal
yeah.
essential oil people.
Yeah, the esoteric left and the far right, they don't like being told
they
to
connect,
do.
They connect, yeah.
And yet they connect perfectly.
It's very interesting,
it's
yeah.
It's an anti-state,
on the horoscope
anti-system.
Today,
yeah.
Don't shit on fucking left-wing,
on the
like,
horoscope today.
I'm not saying
horoscope schedule.
No, but it really
some of
is.
Us have
it really is. It really is. In the end,
yeah.
it's just.
And there are demonstrations in Hamburg now. Like, I've seen.
Really?
It was last Saturday. There was. It's not as big as the Berlin ones, but there's still a few.
Yeah.
Maybe like 1,000 people, but they're all like, they're really just fat old white men.
Yeah. How
and
dare you tell me what to do? And then they're like, yeah. follow the rules, though, brown
yeah.
people.
Exactly. Like they
so.
Can because they're used to telling
yeah, exactly,
you what
exactly.
to do.
Yeah.
Like other
yeah.
people, they're
yeah.
just not
yeah.
knowing
exactly.
it. And then
yeah.
this time you can have a little bit, you know, perspective of what has been done to other people,
yeah.
but you
exactly.
just don't, I mean, it's
yeah.
for your health too, it's
yeah.
for your advantage too,
yeah.
but you don't even want to have
yeah.
that.
A lack
yeah.
of self-awareness is
exactly.
This is ein Land für Freiheit.
Yeah,
Freiheit. And Mask
und
Schutz.
And you know what is really Freiheit?
Scheiße.
Faschismus is Freiheit.
Yeah.
I was not sure if
like
it was you. I'm like,
German
who is that person?
Came
like,
through the window.
Who
is fascist just snuck in.
How about you? What is your, how do you feel? How do you feel about this?
Yeah,
both of
you?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. It was, I won't lie. It was tough at home in the early days. Like, just so much time. Because I do love my flatmates, but they are a bit nuts. And it gets intense after a while.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Plus, you also are more risk, you're with more risk people than us.
Yeah, and I was worried when I got back from, like, Mexico and had to get all the tests and stuff. Like, we were really, everyone was kind of scared. Because, like, my flatmate, they're very heavy smokers. Like, they smoke, like, constantly. And so I think if they got it, they might die. Like, they're not healthy, kind of. Because they're 50s, early 50s, and
yeah,
smoked for, like, 30-plus years constantly, like,
yeah.
chain smoking.
Yeah.
So they'd be in a high-risk group, I think,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
And Max, my flatmate, is pretty overweight as well. So, no, it was scary, but now, yeah. I got used to it a little bit, but yeah, they're just unique individuals. But setting up rules and space and whatever, and being respectful.
Of course,
and,
I mean,
and
if
stuff.
You feel like you can talk frankly with them, then yeah, it's shouldn't be something you can't work through. So
yeah,
but the second wave. I'm
feel
ready.
Like we're in it now.
Even for it, I'm ready. Fuck it.
I mean now
I'm
that
like
I'm
more
in my own place.
Yeah, you have your
I'll
own
be
place.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be fine.
That's great.
Yeah, you're in
That's
the best
great.
Situation
yeah,
of,
yeah.
of us.
Yeah.
yeah.
But also, it came. I have friends. He wrote a thing on Facebook. He's actually because he's living alone, and he was like, he was saying like, it's nice and all to have your own place, but he's just writing to other friends who are also living alone. He's like, but he's like, it's been 3 months now. I don't see anybody. He's like, you got to be careful not to also slip into a really deep, heavy depression.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he was really, he's just like, yeah, he's like, there's all this talk about blah, blah, like solidarity. It was like, a lot of times, like, if you're living alone, it's great because you have your security, but you're trading it off potentially for this risk as well. And isolation can, like, damage you a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I think it would send me nuts. Like, I need
yeah,
social
you have
contact,
to still, even if you live alone, which is great because you have your own place, but still, like, try to be active in communication.
Meet
he was
people.
Just saying be active in communication with your friends. Don't just, like, sit idle.
Of
course,
Because
even without parties, I was quieter. Like, when we started sort of going to these small parties, like your birthday party again.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. Like, I didn't feel the urge to talk.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that happens so fast, too. Like, I mean, firstly, for me as well, like, in the beginning, like, I was really serious about it. Even though I was living in a dorm, like, I was washing my hands God knows how many times. Like, whenever I touch something common, I'm, like, washing it, like, 2 times after and stuff. And not meeting people at all. I mean, always online, in touch with people and stuff. And then, like, after some time, I started meeting them individually. And I felt, like, how strange I, like, it was, you know? Like, I was like, how to start a conversation? Like, it's my first time socializing with someone.
Yeah.
It's just
like,
I was like, oh, these things are so normal, like, until this time. But now, if I'm, like, I still have this feeling. If I enter into a place that is full of people, I feel super uncomfortable. Normally, I love being around people. Like, that's part of me. But now, I always feel hesitant and don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So strange.
Yeah, you get an appreciation for what it's like to be socially awkward. Like, if you're
exactly.
the time, it's like, whoa, it is tough.
Yeah, yeah.
When you don't
any
know what
social,
to say,
you're like, I don't want
to
be here.
You forget how to
get
be,
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
You forget some social graces here. But yeah, I don't know. Like, for me, it's also what you said. Like, when I first went to the protest, I, like, freaked out because it was just the first time I've been around this many people, and it was just so overwhelming. But, you know, I'm slowly getting used to it. I mean, I will still cross the street if one side is, like, super crowded and, like, the other side is not. Just try to be a little bit safe here and there, even though chances of getting it that way are pretty...
Better safe than sorry.
Marginal. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any, I don't know, do you have any advice for anyone on things you've discovered on how to deal with... How to make yourself happier during these times?
Psychedelics are great.
Okay.
We're not advocating it.
I'm not saying what kind of psychedelics. You could do legal psychedelics.
Brought to you by PsychedelCorp. We're number one on your psychedelic providers.
Sponsored by...
by PsychoBerg.
I think in the beginning, especially, like, what I observed was, like, because people had more time, you know, they don't go to, you know, out or, like, they don't go to their jobs and stuff, I think a lot of people really pushed themselves to be productive. I was also one of them, like, okay, now I'm gonna make the best of this time, you know, like, I was not doing yoga, I'm gonna start that, and, you know, I'm gonna start learning German, doing that and stuff. And I think it's reached a point that pressured me more. And I felt like, oh God, like, that even made me feel worse than I should be.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're feeling bad and if you're feeling depressed, that's okay to feel like that. You don't, like, you will have a lot of enough time in front of you. And sometimes we need to learn how to be easy on ourselves.
Yes.
Like, it's okay if the others are doing fine if you're not. Or it's okay if you don't achieve this in a way you want it to be. I think we need to learn really... I know it will sound really, like,
totally
cheesy.
Agree.
Love ourselves, be easy on ourselves, and we are the most valuable thing. So everything will work out somehow.
Exactly. I mean, like, you have to... Yeah, like, for me, I like for example, Shervin and, like, I guess your roommate... Like, also, you know, they you seem to have channeled your energy into a positive thing, whereas I felt like I atrophied, and, like, I'm just now starting to, like, climb back to where I was before, mental health-wise. But, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I tried a few baking recipes a few times where I was like, this is, like, I'm, like, feeling so unmotivated to do anything.
But also...
But, like, I'm forgiving myself for that. Because,
you
know, like, I felt like I should be doing more. But the fact that this is how I deal with the crisis is fine. You know. It's just... Yeah. So I completely agree. I couldn't have said it better myself. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, just because you channeled into that, there wasn't also, like, problems as well. I also had the same issues with you. Like, I'm also... It's like, I have to make more money. I have to fucking earn more. This is, like... Because I'm also...
Yeah,
I realize...
different ways,
Sometimes I also think it's, like... I started my adult years right at the financial crisis, so my brain has been trained and wired into always crisis mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized, actually, I never really turned it off. And I've been perpetually going into crisis mode after crisis mode after crisis mode. Like, I remember I was sitting there and I was in my room and I was like, I already made a, I don't know what the term is, but it's like, you basically make like budget systems and you like, you see how fast you can burn your cash throughout a 12, 13 month span. And I already called the, I was like, okay, I called the bank. I was like, I just need a loan of $12,000. Like, I'll ruin my credit. I don't care. I'll go in debt. And I started making all these plans, like contingency plan. The contingency plan. I was like, okay, if I lose my job, okay, now I can survive for this much. If I do this, what's going to happen? If I get sick, what's going to happen? Like, how much food can I sustain myself on this much calories? Like,
man, I'm really bad with money compared to you.
But I was like, okay, minimum, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, bam. Like, my rent should be at least covered for 1 year through this loan. Okay, then I can maybe scrape the rest through other things. Like, How do I like pull every fucking dollar out till I'm basically fucking dead or something? So
you should hire him financial controller of the palm.
Exactly. I'm like, with my fucking money, and I'm like,
I need to.
What is it? But it's not. But the thing
actually,
is,
Gotteskefühl,
yeah.
The thing is, you know, a lot of it's not like, it's not complicated math. The hard thing is just, you got to know how to categorize everything.
I think it's
just
a discipline thing too.
It's categorize everything and track
it's like
everything. Because
you like organizing things.
Yeah,
this
organize and track, and then just track everything. Down, like, and just like move it as where you want to go.
Yeah.
Also, like, this, I think, feeling that a lot of people as well, that's what I observed, because in the beginning, now everything kind of normalized, but the shops, like, there were a lot of things were missing, and I was like, I felt like, you know, this kind of like horror movies that, you know, in the beginning everything's normal, but then something happens and then people
like
start to
apocalypse.
Eat each other, like, and
like
then
zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what is going on? And so, like, as a foreigners, I think we're like, I don't know, I felt way more vulnerable than the other. Like, sometimes you don't understand what the others are saying, and also, like, I don't know if the countries really go down that road, like, what
screwed.
I'm supposed to do, you know? Like,
this is a bit of a dick thing to say, but I mean, for us in the West, we've become a bit like, we're weak.
Spoiled?
We're spoiled. And this first crisis showed what is like. This crisis showed a slight level of the darkness, what's hidden between people.
Mm.
The hoarding, for fucking toilet paper.
Exactly.
That's toilet paper. That's
exactly.
What they want crazy. What are they going to do when things start to really get no fresh water?
Yeah.
There's limitations. And they're not going to change their lifestyle. They're not going to change their lifestyle. That's
everyone
the problem.
Did it for themselves.
Somebody once said,
true.
Like,
and that's why I'm like, my mind is like, contingency plan. What do I do if shit goes really bad? And I'm ready for everything. That's my brain. It's like, I'm not
but
a
it's a flip side, because there's people that will care about each other more, because you'd be like, oh, we'll be nicer to each other. Like, but then there's
the
evil,
incredibly
like,
selfish
yeah.
people who are just
so it's like
50-50,
like,
you know,
thing.
Gonna step on whoever and
you'll need
whatever
a vanguard.
In order
you'll
to
need a vanguard
survive.
In that time. And when the time comes, don't worry,
no,
guys.
But like,
I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'll be the vanguard.
I'll be the vanguard.
So the first person to go, we need you. Sure.
The V in Sherwin.
Exactly.
Sherwin.
I'll be ready.
Sherwin the Goat.
They did start like putting restrictions on how much toilet paper and paper towels and stuff you could buy, which was good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or like they had like one store in, I think, Sweden or something. Netherlands.
They started they taxed it a certain way.
No. It was like first bottle of hand sanitizer is €3. Second one is like €500.
No. It went like it started going by like 100 to 200 euros at a time. And then the meat, they started going like first kilo is like regular. The secondary kilo starts to be €20. And then the next kilo, that's 25. The margins start bumping everything higher and higher to cap you. But then the problem is that's also like attacking like poor people who like they don't have the means to like maybe sustain longer, so they have to buy things in mass and, you know, hold it more, right? And it's like it's a hard like line, like how do you do it? I mean, also toilet paper, just use a fucking bidet, okay? Are you serious?
Oh my god, toilet
always
talk.
Always
a bidet.
Always.
Talk.
The bidet, okay? That's the way you can beat the apocalypse.
Oh,
bidet.
No, I didn't prepare for this.
Dude, there's always the toilet talk.
What?
At least we should do like a drinking game where if he fucking mentions bidets or.
Wait,
or
let me.
No, wait.
Toilet.
Dude, you should
it.
Be sponsored
be
by a fucking bidet
company. I will,
just you watch.
Yeah.
Can I ask
paper.
A like really stupid question? What is bidet?
Bidet's a spray, you know, for your
so
ass.
Sometimes
really?
It's like a bowl that's next
I
to the
never
toilet.
Known about this.
It's like sometimes it's like a bowl that's next to the toilet that you like turn on. It looks like a little like wash thing, but you use it for cleaning
it.
Yourself.
Of course, we have it inside of the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. It still counts as a bidet. Anything that's shooting water.
Okay, we have it, of course. In Turkey, it's very common. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah.
Second Germany.
Bidet to you, sir.
Bidet. You can't have a bad day with a bidet.
Yeah.
I love it.
No.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand why you have a toilet paper crisis when you can have this.
I know.
Why?
But no, you have the toilet paper to dry yourself afterwards.
You should have started a bidet revolution. This would be a worldwide.
Because the thing is,
easier for everyone.
The thing is,
just
you
water.
Don't need as much toilet paper. You just spray it and then a little bit to dry yourself and you're done.
Does it exist in US too?
Yeah, of course, it exists everywhere. You can
but
do it yourself.
Europe,
it's not so common. Japan, it's very common because you have the Nintendo style high tech.
In Asia, yes.
And you
I
heat
think
up the toilet seat
Asia,
and
you
can direct the bidets.
So you build it yourself.
Separately.
Yeah,
because
you
have to like get someone
to do it.
Just out
of business, Sherman.
I'm going to do it. Why not? Fucking tired of toilet paper. Is so stupid. It's barbaric. It's fucking barbaric. Everyone would like to in the West. No, you're not. You don't use it. You wipe your ass with toilet paper.
Did you know
paper.
That in the Roman
Vanguard
public
bidets.
Bathrooms,
yeah.
In the Roman public bathrooms, they had
a sponge
on a stick.
Ew.
That was the common sponge.
Yeah, bacteria.
That they would all use in the public bathroom.
No, you don't need that. Just keep rolling the toilet.
Okay, you've got all this.
How long can we do toilet talk?
Okay, all right.
All right.
Also,
at least
from
we
mental
finished.
Health to toilet talk. That's a great way to
at least we finished on. Finished on toilet talk. All right, we're out of time for this episode, but thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Clappy McStool, and we will see you next month.
Bye-bye now.
Have a good month and stay safe.
Spray positivity.
Spray positivity.
Spray positive.
For life.
So you think you're going to live your life alone, in darkness, in seclusion. Yeah, I know. You've been out there and tried to mix with the animals, and it just left you full of humiliated confusion. But the feeling of loneliness never leaves you. It haunts you everywhere you go. And then you meet me, and your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop your defenses, and you drop all your fears. And you're so busy feeling good that you never question why things are going so well. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a liar! Yeah, I'm a liar! I'll tear your mind out! I'll burn your soul! I'll turn you into a smile and understanding eyes. And I'll tell you things that you already know, so you can say, I really identify with you so much. I'll come to you like an affliction, but I'll leave you like an addiction. You'll never forget me. You wanna know why? 'Cause I'm a